Welcome to Jungle Juice. This is the second episode. If you're returning, I thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're back. If you're new, I just want to give a quick overview of what the show is all about. So it's just me and a few of my friends. We just discuss strange, obscure animals from around the world and see where the conversation leads us. So I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the host. I forgot to do it in the first episode, but we're getting to it in the second episode. My name's Shane. I like to start each show by saying that I'm not an expert on animals. None of my guests today are experts on animals. So if anything's wrong, just let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear what we messed up on. So I'm here with three guests. I'll let them introduce themselves.
What's up, boys and girls? I'm Bunny.
I'm Big Dave Wavy.
My name's Cullen. And
I caught a lizard the other day, so I know a little bit about some animals.
You're basically an expert.
Yes.
Welcome, guys. You ready to do this?
My fingers.
Everyone got their jungle juice? Yeah.
This is actually a little Jose Cuervo with a little Minute Maid fruit punch with a little orange juice.
We're here to talk about animals, not the alcohol, stupid ass drink.
Jesus.
Oh, I thought you guys said jungle juice. So I was like saying I didn't have jungle juice.
All right. So last episode we talked about some ocean creatures, and today we're switching it up, bringing it to land. We're talking about some insects. So everyone's had an encounter with insects, I'm guessing. Spiders. Big Davey Wavy over here is a big fan of
insects. Oh, I hate spiders.
Camel spiders.
Ants. All right, now we're going crazy. Big, big, fat lizard tail.
I thought that was going a different direction.
Yeah.
Glad we brought it back in.
Same.
This is PG-13, bro.
Yeah, we got to keep it PG-13 for sure. All right, guys. So our first creature is an ant. Nothing special, but this one in particular is called a bullet ant, all right? So I'm going to give some physical information, a little background. So they grow to be approximately 1.2 inches long, almost an inch and a half, which the largest ant in the world.
Sounds familiar, Colin?
In size, yes.
No, the size, yeah.
Oh, damn. We're getting personal. All right. So, they're found in the rainforests of Central and South America.
That was good.
That was clever, man, actually. All right, they're reddish-black in color, so basically they're just a huge ant that we see every day, just on steroids. Like my friend, I forgot his name already.
You know, I used to eat...
Bad Bunny.
I used to eat ants.
Actually?
Yeah, like a crap load of them. They taste like lemon. So I wonder, an ant that's, you know, an inch and a half, how much... Lemon juice is that gonna be like, you know?
Is it a lot of protein or what do you think? It's
I don't know.
Fair amount, no?
Maybe, he said it tastes like lemon, so a little more like lemonade. Yeah.
What?
What's the weight of one of those ants? You just get a bunch of like baby ones or regular ones here on California
and make a steak.
And then eat. And then that'll be like the equivalent of eating one.
Let's see.
But I don't know, I'm pretty sure the ants are totally different.
Let me check it out. 1 to 5 milligrams.
Just curious.
I don't know how much a regular ant weighs. How much?
Has anyone had an ant?
I don't have
patty?
A scale that.
No, you're just talking crazy now.
Yeah. No, ant patties are a real thing. Look them up on Google.
I'm not.
They're an exotic little dish.
Anyone want to try an ant patty?
Alright, let's keep moving. All right. I want to hear some facts from these bullet ants.
Alright. So,
blood ants?
One distinguishing feature of the bullet ant is they have exceptionally large claws, which scares most people, but. They're actually not dangerous. They're just used for eating, not for biting. They have a stinger in their abdomen that's for that. So, you know, they look intimidating, but not where you think.
Stinger in the abdomen.
So a little bit of the more interesting information, okay? According to the Schmidt Sting Pain Index, which I'm pretty sure is just a guy who goes around and gets stung by crazy animals, this is ranked as the most painful insect bite in the world. And I watched a video of him doing it. And he basically just rolled around on the ground and, like, cried. I'm sure he didn't dance like you are right now.
Dance, revolution.
Ants in your pants. All right, so the pain of being stung is compared to being shot by a bullet. Hence, its name, bullet ant. Yeah.
What the heck? It hurts so much.
Have you ever been shot? Anyone here?
I've been shot by love.
Oh, God. Cupid?
No.
A little bit of Cupid?
A rejection.
Everyone's had that.
Went through my heart.
Except for John. Big dog.
Big dog, John. Alex.
Ahora soy peor por ti.
Apparently we got some singers in here. All right. So the pain can last up to 24 hours, which is where it gets his other nickname, the 24-hour ant.
That's fucked.
24.
A whole day of feeling like you got shot. No thanks.
It's like taking a finance test for 24 hours long.
Yeah. You can't escape. All right.
Right, Colin?
And then some of the effects of the sting are, like we stated with most of these other animals so far, cold sweats, vomiting, nausea, extreme pain, and then we get into specifics, intense burning sensation, and temporary paralysis. So this little ant can paralyze you for a while, up to 24 hours. I think this guy's had little too much jungle juice, man. He's about to be temporary paralyzed for the night.
I'm talking, he's already paralyzed. Look at his face.
Shit, I can't help that.
Half of it's not even working, dude. So, wait, have you guys...
Wait a minute, what?
Have you guys ever been bitten by an ant?
Yes, I have.
Did it hurt?
It does hurt.
Yeah.
What type of ant, buddy?
Fuck if I know.
Fire ants.
Yeah, fire ant.
Fire ants live in Vegas.
When I lived on the east, it was red.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I lived on the east coast, they used to have these huge, just mounds of freaking ants. You know, like you could accidentally step in one and just have your whole leg covered in ants. You know.
Did you do it?
No, I think I have a few times. Or as a kid, purposely kicked them.
Yeah,
over.
Just mess around.
Yeah.
Dude, I got bit by two ants at the same time, right between my middle and ring finger. Dude.
Some would call that a three-way.
Check that off the bucket list. Check that right off the bucket list.
Okay.
Alright, so are you guys ready for this trivia game? First of all, before I explain it, who wants to go first?
I think our special guest, Colin.
You know what? Colin, go for it. Alright, so I'm going to explain the game for you and the guests. So the game is called Take a Shot at It, okay? I'm going to ask you a multiple choice question, and if you get it right, I take a shot of this jungle juice over here.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, you take a shot of this jungle juice.
Okay.
Sugar mama.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
You prepared? All right, it's an insect question, so I hope you know a lot about insects, man. All right. What is the world's strongest beetle? Okay?
Okay.
A, rhinoceros beetle. B, horned dung beetle.
Horny? What? Sorry.
C, ironclad beetle. Or D, the Titan beetle.
Titan.
I'm going to go with A.
A, rhinoceros. That is a fantastic name. And that's also one that I thought was the strongest at first. But it's not, man. So
dung.
Yeah, it is. Dang. But second answers don't count. All right. Before you take this drink, let me tell you something about this horned dung beetle. It can lift 1,141 times its own body weight.
Yeah, that poop, man.
No, I'm going to give him this. So
poop's heavy.
So that's equivalent to a 150-pound person lifting over 80 tons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
You ever pick up your own poop?
I mean...
It's heavy, man.
I try to poop in toilets.
That weight is easy!
Especially, you know, with the stuff you eat.
Easy as fuck. Here you go, bud. Take a swig. Oh, yeah. At least it's tasty today.
All right.
Last week it was nasty.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Jungle juice.
All right. So that wraps up on the first ant. You guys got any more ant stories?
No.
Anyone?
Well, I was gonna relate ants to something else, but I don't think it's a good idea. So
yeah. I think camel spiders are actually ants.
All right, now you're just talking crazy, man.
No,
spider cannot be an ant.
I know, but I think it's an actual ant, though.
I think I know what you're talking about. It might be. Look it up. A rat? A rat is definitely not an ant.
Size spider.
All right. Well, you looked that up. We're gonna. All right. So this next insect actually kills giant spiders, man. It kills tarantulas. Okay.
Okay.
Hence where it gets its name. So the second insect is called the tarantula hawk wasp. All right.
Oh.
Anthropod.
Anthropod. That's like crabs, no?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking thing.
They're ugly. That's all you gotta say. No, it has eight legs though, man. All right. So a little background on this tarantula hawk wasp. Okay. They grow up to be about 1.6 inches long, so a little over 1.5 inches.
What is it?
Tarantula hawk wasp. Yeah.
Tarantula.
So the body of these is black with like a blue-green tint, and they have bright orange wings, so they're colored all over, man. They're kind of gnarly looking. But they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool looking. I'd say cooler than the bullet ant, but that's just me. They're located in North, Central, and South America, as well as Africa and Asia. So we have these in America. So watch out for them. And they live in underground nests, unlike most wasps. I don't think they live in underground nests.
Do they hide under a rock and peek out and grab?
Oh, yeah, dude, it gets gnarly. All right, so let's go right into it. Where they get their name? So these wasps, they hunt spiders.
I need one of those.
Mostly tarantulas. That's how they got their name. So tarantulas eat birds. So it's kind of crazy that a wasp can take down a tarantula. But so basically they sting the spider and they paralyze it. They don't kill it. And then they drag it underground into their hole and lay their eggs on it. So that when their babies hatch, they have something to eat when they wake up.
So they eat their own babies?
No, 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 no. You're not paying attention.
All right, one more time.
Yeah, I feel it. All right, so they paralyze a tarantula.
All right.
They don't kill it, and they drag the tarantula underground into their nest.
So they put the eggs there.
They lay their eggs in it. Jesus. So that the eggs hatch and eat the spider.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's gnarly, huh?
Outplayed.
You know what? That's protein. I think there's protein in tarantula.
I mean, how big of tarantulas is this thing hunting?
Dude, I'm thinking pretty much any size, man.
I mean, how big is this thing?
1.5 inches. Dude, you look at the video, man. It freaking... They're just so fast.
What the heck?
They just go in and hit them with a quick sting, and the tarantula freaks out. It's pretty crazy.
I wish I was bigger than 1.5 inches. So,
the pain from its sting is second on the Schmidt list to the bullet ant. So, it's the second most painful sting in the world. But this pain can last up to a few days, so it can last up to 3 days. So, a little longer. A little less painful, but a little longer. And in the last few years, there's been a flare of these in the United States. The population's been growing. I read a story in Texas where a little girl got stung or something, and the title was, if you get stung, you should just lay down and scream. Because you're going to try and run away from the pain, and you're going to do something stupid. That's literally what the article said.
What the...
It's a great article. Here,
that's scary, huh?
I mean, Shane, if you swipe up, you can find this article. Or?
Swipe up to find the info.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So, I've never even been stung by a bee. Have you guys been stung by a bee?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah.
Bees? I got a hole in my face. I don't know if you see it.
Which side? Both sides?
No, one of these sides is a little hole.
Oh God.
Anyways,
check out your face.
It's there.
Dark in here, and I'm kind of, you know, jungle juice.
Well, I thought it was something else.
No, you're stung in the face, man. I was trying to.
By
take
a regular
out a
bee?
Beehive.
Damn.
No, like one of those big, fat, black...
Oh, yeah. Those bees are gnarly.
Big, fat, black, what?
Big, fat, black. Hit me right in the face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
Up in Washington State, man.
Is that a code name?
No, he literally said bees.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just
sorry.
Shortened for, you know, that the full word.
BBB.
Yeah.
Big baller brand.
They better give us some money. What about a wasp? Have anyone been stung by a wasp?
Oh, no. If you've been bit by a wasp... Because
they can just keep stinging you, right? That's...
Yeah, no.
I think I'm allergic. My grandma's allergic, like, deathly allergic. So I'm scared.
Dang.
I don't want to try it, but...
Me either.
Should we?
I'm not trying to die.
I see their nests.
Yeah? I think we got one right outside the window right here. If it was not dark outside, you can see it.
It's black outside.
It's right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. Guys, it's time for the next... round of take a shot at it. Who wants to go for it?
Big and Ray. I'll go next.
The boy is
big
ready.
Big Davey Wavy.
Big Davey
He's ready
Wavy.
For it. All right, so this is a question about flying insects, all right?
Ooh.
You ready? What is the fastest flying insect?
Oh, my God.
A, dragonfly. B, hawk moth. C, honeybee. Or D, fruit fly.
The big ass number B.
Number B, hawk moth. Final answer.
That sounds good to me.
Hell yeah.
You want to ask for the...
Is that right?
No.
You still have the... You still have the fucking calling option, man. What all right,
so a hawk moth is second. They fly 33.5 miles an hour. And the answer actually is A, dragonfly, which I was kind of surprised. A dragonfly is the fastest flying insect.
Yeah, they're fast.
That's 30, fast.
And they can get big, too.
35 miles an hour.
A hawk moth?
33.5 for hawk moth.
Honestly, I've gotten something to fly faster than that, but I won't tell you.
Paper airplane?
Oh, no.
Kid appropriate?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Alright, so the way we like to end each episode of Jungle Juice is I like to play a little game of Would You Rather with my guests here. So, I'm going to ask each of you this question. Would you rather be bit or bitten? I don't know what is the correct tense of that word to use here.
Bit.
Bit?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you rather be bit by a bullet ant or stung by a tarantula, hawk, wasp?
You know what I'm going to tell you?
Let's hear it.
Surprisingly, but both.
At the same time.
I'm all about
in the same spot.
This guy's fucking wild.
I'm all about the experience.
You know what? Live
if
it
you,
up.
If you overcome those pains and shit, man.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit. There goes my phrase. Answer.
This guy.
That's a bullshit phrase.
What about you, Big Wavy Davy? Big Davy Wavy.
Shit, you give me number two because that shit hurts less than number one.
Hog wasp? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'd do it. But I'd take the wings off of it because I don't like flying.
Just so you can keep them?
I don't like the flying part
okay,
of it.
Okay, so you yeah. want it to be able to sting you, but then you want to be able to kill it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it flying around.
I feel it. So I halfway agree with Bad Bunny over here. I take half of his answer. I take the bullet ant just because if I'm going to get that close to number one, might as well just go all the way. Feel the worst one, you know?
Until you die.
You'll only live once.
You can't die.
I mean, that's what you think.
I mean, you could probably die if you got stung like a million times by one of them. But it's just one time. So, that wraps up our show today, guys. I appreciate you guys coming in and spending some time. Having right, some
yeah.
drinks.
Yeah, no problem.
Of course, thank you so much for inviting me here to the studio again.
It was honestly such a pleasure. I can't tell you how thrilled I was to get the invite to my email.
Seats here.
Check the email. I RSVP'd. I called you just to make sure I had this seat.
Yeah. You know, it's hot. It's a hotly contested seat, man. Lots of people went on.
It's a hot seat for a hot booty.
Deal.
That's what they say. All right. Good night, guys.
Cullen?
See you next episode.
Yeah.
So, right, Cullen, guys.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll have you back on here someday.
Yeah, next time.
Next time. All right, guys. Thank you.